Silky Dreams, narrated by Scarlet Fox, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. The Toten Orgy by Frook H. Wheatfields and pine forests glide past. Tom looks at me with a lopsided, eager grin. We're sitting in the back of the car with a crate of wine and three shopping bags from the village shop. I smile back as I straighten the bandage that he wrapped tightly around my breasts earlier that day. It's a little painful. Petter and Ryder's food shopping isn't making it any easier to move. The whole thing was Tom's idea. I've always looked like a boy, but never so much as now. Petter and Ryder's red cabriolet is flying down the road, but the wind doesn't even ruffle my hair. Sadly, it's much too short now after Tom was let loose with the scissors. In fact, he ended up giving me bangs that stood straight up into the air. As we turn off the main road, I think to myself that it really is worth it. We meet a farmer on the gravel road who's about to take away some hay from the fields. Ryder squeals loudly and shouts at the farmer, "Watch out, the gays are coming." If only they knew, I think to myself. Tom and I are a couple, at least for this weekend. His persuasion skills know no limits. It's a shame that he's decided to be gay full-time, as he says himself. As Petter drives into the yard in a cloud of dust, the welcome committee is standing there ready to greet us. It is the couple who own the place and who is arranging an event to last several days that I secretly call the Toten Orgy. Toten is the name of the place we're going to. "He's so cute," they exclaim at the same time and clap their hands while examining my slender boy body. "You two are sleeping in the storehouse," they say and point towards a small timber house. "That's promising," I think to myself. I get a place where I can change clothes and get ready without being afraid of getting caught. The hill on the other side of the field creates a silhouette against the bright evening sky. We are sitting in garden chairs outside the barn, eating dessert in the light streaming from red and green paper lanterns. It's the last phase of a long and tasty dinner. Soon things will be getting serious, I think. Tom promised that I could tag along to watch. I should be scared, but I'm not. I don't even feel bad. After three glasses of wine, I'm convinced that I can get away with this. The men clink glasses and chatter away. I only just make out 12 of us around the long table. The couple next to me fondle each other under the tablecloth. Eyes are examining bodies, and suddenly I feel a firm grip around my own thigh. A hand is slowly caressing my back. With my hands held tightly to my chest, I suddenly get up without even looking at the man caressing me. I politely say thanks for the food and head for the outside loo. The sock that Tom shoved down my panties falls to the floor as I sit down to pee. It's been a long while since I've used an outside loo. It must be new, I think to myself. The smell of fresh woodwork is very obvious. There are two photos on the door.